This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? It's Kevin Jackson. Glad to be with you. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm going to tell you something in the next bit of time here, and I appreciate you spending your time with me, that's going to blow your mind. I mean, we do this all day, every day, 3 hours a day. Well, I should say all day, but 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. But the story that I'm about to tell you is something that intuitively we know, but it's amazing to see that the left is starting to understand this. And here's what I will tell you. Let's play this little game, okay? I want you to take any state you want outside of maybe Alaska and Hawaii. And you could probably take them, but easy game to play when we talk about the contiguous 48, okay? Or the contiguous 55 plus one to go for Barack Obama. So 48 states. I want you to take out the largest city in any of those states. So, for example, we'll take Ohio. Let's take Cleveland out. And tell me, what do you think the politics of Ohio would be? I don't even know how Ohio votes normally. I think it's a toss-up state, right? Let's take Michigan. Let's take Detroit out. Tell me what you think the state becomes. You remove those voters. What does the state become? Let's use Illinois. Solidly blue state, supposedly. Oh, pretty much, for the most, I mean, I shouldn't say solidly. They had a so-called Republican mayor who's now, he had to resign or something because of his cancer or some ailment he had. But for the whatever it is, take Chicago out. Tell me what you get. Outside of maybe California and Massachusetts, and I believe, quite frankly, if you take the three top cities out of California, so let's say you take out San Francisco, you take out L.A., and you take out Sacramento, you know, whatever, Oakland, what do you get? You get an amazing blue red state. Take anyone you want. Take out Phoenix out of Arizona. Just play this little game. Here's what we have. We have a concentration of ignorance, and it's all, if I'm just telling you, you take this thought exercise and ask yourself, how do you get to where we got? Take away any of these cities. Go to Virginia. Go to Kentucky. Go to Massachusetts. Whatever. I'm running out of states here. Didn't do that well in geography. But whatever state you choose, you take out the major city and you make the state deeper red. Colorado, take Denver out. Colorado's solidly red. And I want you to think about it this way. Outside of these concentrated areas known as indoctrination centers, or people call them cities, you got all this landmass. And that landmass is filled with people who own property and who understand what it means to get up every single day and make a living, whether they're farmers or ranchers or fishermen, or they just understand the freedom that comes from being landowners. That's what America represents. What the left did was they said, let's concentrate these people in these cities. Let's concentrate them into their ethnic neighborhoods. Let's give them overseers. Then we'll run them like fiefdoms, and we'll give alms to the poor, you know, and we'll pretend that we're taking care of them. But you know who's taking care of them? All those people surrounding them. All the people surrounding Chicago take care of all these deadbeats that the liberals claim they're taking care of in Chicago. But what really made this hit home for me was I saw an article in Politico, and it talked about the media bubble. And it said, the reason why Hillary Clinton lost and why the left is losing is they have these big media bubbles. So let's talk about these large bureaus. You want to know where the large bureaus are? Washington, D.C., New York, Chicago, L.A., Atlanta. So these big media bubbles all get together in their cabals and they say, here's the way it's all working. Here's the way it works. Here's the way it works. And it's a self-adulation thing where Chicago and New York, I love you. No, I love you more. No, you couldn't possibly love me more. I love you so much. You don't even want to know, girlfriend. And then Denver goes, well, can I get in on this? Oh, we love you too, baby. So they spread all these talking points around and they tell you, let's poll. Let's see how things are going. So they poll inside of their media bubbles. They poll inside of their safety zones. They don't want to go out in regular middle America and poll. Number one, it's too tough. They've centralized everybody to make it easy on themselves. Why? Because leftists are inherently lazy. I don't want to have to school you. Pay attention. Give me my ruler. See somebody over there talking and passing notes. You're in class right now, whether you know it or not. The answer to the press myopia lies elsewhere, this article says, and nobody has produced a better argument for how the national media missed the Trump story than 538's Nate Silver, who pointed out that the ideological cluster in top newsrooms led to groupthink. He writes, as of 2013, only 7% of journalists identified as Republicans, Silver wrote in March, chiding the press for its political homogeneity. Just after the election, President strategist Steve Bannon savaged the press on the same point, but with a heartier vocabulary. The media bubble is the ultimate symbol of what's wrong with this country, Bannon said. It's just a circle of people talking to themselves who have no effing idea what's going on. Nothing could be more true than what Bannon said. And by the way, that's leftism. You say that, and apply that same comment to academia. Tell me, if you believe that professors that talk about sociology and all these things about the human condition know more about it than the people living it, they will tell you all about conservatism, having never even dealt with conservatives. It isn't like they're going out living amongst us. They live in their cocoons of ignorance, is what I call it, for a reason. You can call it a bubble. It's a bubble of ignorance. It doesn't matter. Whether it's the media, whether it's politicians, whether it's academics, you name it. They live inside of a bubble that's comfortable for them, and dare they get outside and actually talk to people and understand it, which is what I do all day. I don't care if I go into the city and talk with people and find out about their politics, because what I end up doing is going, well, wait a minute, what about this? And then they go, oh, I didn't know that. And what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And they're like, well, how do you know? And I go, because I travel around. And I go, what's your frame of reference? What's your sphere of influence? Right here. That's it. You have no idea, folks. We got it going on. We are so open to ideas and stuff. I'm telling you, we have such an opportunity right now, and I want to go into it a little bit more in a bit, but we have such an opportunity to take advantage of what's happening right now in this world. Pay attention to what I'm telling you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Jackson Radio Show.
I don't use technical terms. It's kind of like somebody talking to you about the Bible, but they just talk about it in terms you can understand it. You don't have to go off Philippians 4:13 on you for you to understand that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If you are a Christian, you believe that. I don't have to go there. I can just say, you know what? God gives you. I can just say this. You know what? Inside of you is a strength that you probably don't fully know. You don't fully realize. Wow, Kevin's profound. No, I'm not. I'm only imparting on you the wisdom of the ages, the wisdom of our Creator, and I'm doing it in such a way that I don't have to go, ooh, let me go all, you know, biblical on you. You understand it. You understand it at its core. So when I explain things to you about leftism, there's no rocket science to this. It's just what is anti-God is easy to explain. People that want you to believe that you're not unique, you know, you are a collective, that you should think is part of a collective and not individually, that your core, the things that you believe to be right, well, they can't be right. They're wrong. They want you to believe that they've got it licked. See, they get into these media bubbles, these cabals, these leftist enclaves, and they believe it to be right. I talk all the time, not all the time, but I talk often about leftists who do a job and they think that's it. That's their world. Their world is the concrete jungle in which they grew up, the job that they watched their father do. They love unions because their father was in the union. They love the Catholic Church because that's what their parents were. You know, they don't even love the Catholic Church. They're Catholic because that's what their parents were, but they're technically atheists because they don't go. Right? They're Democrats because their parents voted Democrat. They can't get outside of that bubble because it's a circle of ignorance. Their friends are the only people they're comfortable with because they don't go outside of it. They don't know that plants actually grow and put vegetables into the produce into the supermarket, or that meat it starts out as an animal. They want to save a goat, but they'll eat cabrito. They want to save a sheep, but they'll eat lamb chops. And on, they are a walking contradiction in practically every way. And what's really crazy, what's really funny to me, is when you know they know nothing. I'll give you an example. I had to debate a guy's name is Ellis Shinman. I forget his last name, but it was Ellis something. And I'm debating him on the virtues of the Tea Party. And he's talking, and as he's talking, it dawns on me. He's never been, because he's saying things I'm going, you never see this. They had swastikas and they had, and I'm going, that doesn't occur. I've been to hundreds. Well, up to that point, I've been to over 100 tea parties. And finally, I said to the announcer, I said, you know, it's really funny. I said, Ellis is talking about this as if he knows. It's evident to me, a person who's been to over 100 tea parties, he's never been to one. And you know what he says? Well, you're right, I've never been to one, but what? That's like telling me I'm going to talk to you about physics, but I don't understand physics. I'm going to go teach you physics. So how is it for us to possibly have an argument, a discussion even, where you're going to debate me about the tea party when you've never been? In other words, you know nothing about it. Everything you know about it is anecdotal. So everything you know about physics is anecdotal. And, oh, by the way, it's all wrong. There is no such thing as gravity. The acceleration of the fake gravity that doesn't exist is 3.2 meters per second versus 9.8. Whatever. He knew nothing. I would never, Kevin, we want you to debate foreign policy and talk about the tribes of Afghanistan. And I would say, you better make another phone call. Maybe Alan West is available. Because it's not me. But would I accept that debate? Absolutely not. It was almost like Ellis said, hey, I haven't been on TV in a while. I need something to debate. So I'll go beat up on the Tea Party, of which I know nothing about. You want a better example? I was in getting my fellowship at the Dole Institute, and a professor comes to my class. He's mad about something I've said in my class, and we debate. And I said to him, I looked at the class and I said, look, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna prove you something right now. This guy has only worked in academia, and he's probably proud of it. Am I right, professor? And he said yes with pride. He was proud that all he'd ever worked in was academia. He has no real life experience. All he knows is what's in books. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, his dad could have worked here, and he could have gotten this, that, and the other. Let me tell you something. I can watch people do brain surgery as long as I want. Don't let me touch your brain. Okay? I'm just warning you. Yeah, you can learn things from observation, but the best way to learn things is from doing. And academics don't do. Now, you know the saying, those who can do, those who can't teach. That's the saying, for a reason. So you got these academics proud of the fact that that's all they know. They know theoretical. If we were to do this for blacks, this will happen, and everybody will feel good. And they don't even care about the outcome. Why should they? Nobody's holding their feet to the fire. So this academic says he's proud of that. And I said, well, unlike the professor, I've worked in service industry. I've worked in manufacturing. I've worked in distribution. I understand all the logistics of the supply chain from acquisition to shipping it out. I understand manufacturing from the time that we have raw material to work and process to inventory in the supply chain to get it out, including reverse engineering to bring it back, where, particularly where it has to do with, let's say, drugs. You ship, just so you guys are aware, you ship out a drug and it, say something goes wrong with it, it doesn't go to the right person. You better have the right paper trail or the federal government will come get in your britches over it, because they want to make sure you're not shipping drugs to the wrong people. So there's all kinds of nuances to this stuff, that stuff that this guy doesn't know. He doesn't know that the accounting for servers and waitresses is very different when the because of tips. He doesn't know that. So I'll give you an example. When you put in an accounting system for a restaurant, you have to have an accounting system that can handle tips and arrearages. You can't put in a regular accounting system, because they don't understand it. When somebody makes $2.19 an hour, they could actually end up owing you money if you're paying their hospitalization or their medical costs or something like that. There's all kinds of nuances. This guy knows nothing. He only knows theoretical. Business runs like this. It reminds me of back to the school when Rodney Dangerfield tells the guy, oh, you got agrees to be a politician, you got agrees to unions, you got agrees to, you got to be doing this, you got to do it. How are you going to get the permits? You know, and he's just explaining that business is not like that. So these group things that occur, and guess what? In every place you have groupthink, here's what you have. You have Democrats running it. You have lots of colleges and universities funded by everybody else around it. And these professors have no experience whatsoever. You feed into the colleges and university system because that's what people, that's how they survive. It's through our donations to their lunacy, and we gladly do it, and we need to stop. Journalistic groupthink is a symptom. It's not the cause, though. See, journalists have changed over the years. They've molded to what fits what's best for them. They didn't start out that way. Think about that. This has been a 30, 40 year journey for them. So when we think about this, we have to understand how to win it back. Back in the day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Get your butt bomb. We are going to be marketing Obama butt bomb. People are laughing at me, but it's the truth. We're getting the artwork together, products being developed, and we're going to be marketing Obama butt bomb coming to you soon. So we'll tell you how to get it. You can also get your certificates of forgiveness that we've talked about as well. All that's going to be in our store. We have a store right now. It's at theblacksphere.net, S-P-H-E-R-E, theblacksphere.net. We have a store. Look for the store, and it's a drop-down menu, and you can get a lot of this stuff. But we're going to have all this ready for you for the holidays, for any time. And when a liberal gets butt hurt for whatever reason, boom, here's your butt bomb. You can give it to him. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I played that because Antifa's out there running around trying to beat up people, and they got their butts kicked when they went to Berkeley, and there were some guys that were mean-spirited that fought back. Because what they found out is there were a lot more people there to support Donald Trump than not, and these guys just went over and started popping them. And I'll be honest with you, I want to be in one of those scrums. I truly do. I want somebody videotaping me just whooping heads. And there are members of my family that every time we talk about these things, they're like, man, Kev, we know we're going to see you on Fox just looking like a Bruce Lee movie, just knocking people out. And that's the truth. beatings and robberies, folks. California Bay Area Rapid Transit. And you know what I said when I heard this story about these land of fruits and nuts and fairies inhabitants? I said, good. They've been wanting to get their butts kicked, and finally they got it. They got it not only on November the 8th, when we did it through the ballot box, but they're getting what they voted for. The lunacy of liberalism is what this is. Socio-progressive diaspora. Criminals provided sanctuary. Do you know BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit? They said it will be one of the first sanctuary transit systems, is what they're calling it. A sanctuary transit system. Are you freaking serious? Oh, so you can't arrest illegals that are on the transit system? This is the kind of nonsense we're dealing with now, folks. The cancer of liberalism, it encompasses all of America, permeates all of society. You look at sports in California, you had Kaepernick. Wouldn't take a knee, takes a knee during the national anthem. Won't show, that he cares about America. Gets his coach fired. Not him. A middle school teacher. She was a modern day Gestapo. Unbelievable. Berkeley Radical is essentially telling these kids to protest. Learn how, to be, not just protest, be anarchist. Go in and do crazy. I can give you Berkeley school after Berkeley school. Reverse discrimination. Berkeley black students oppressing white students. Snowflakes, all of them. Just, it's amazing. It's amazing. Well, we allow it. And so I'm not giving them a complete pass. Or us either. I'm telling you, we allow what happens. What's happened is the inmates are running the asylum, and we're going, well, what happened? Well, we turned it over to them. Our apathy. So one can conclude, at least in the Bay Area, they don't care about the rule of law. And let me tell you why. Aside from the other articles that I could tell you about with Berkeley just saying black students pressing white students, Berkeley students beating up Trump supporters or trying to, getting their butts kicked, mad at Ann Coulter or anybody else who wants to speak there that doesn't speak liberal. And so we are where we are. But then we get this, Bay Area Rapid Transit. This won't surprise you. 50-plus teens get on BART and just get to beating and robbing everybody on the train. Dozens of juveniles storm this train 9:30 p.m. on a Saturday night, the Coliseum Station in Oakland, and just start beating people up, taking their money. The San Francisco Chronicle said the juveniles, quote, committed multiple strong-arm robberies of bags and cell phones. Said a police summary prepared after the incident. At least two victims suffered head and facial injuries requiring medical attention. Now, let me tell you why this occurred. Because I don't know how many people jump on a train at any given time, but I'll tell you this. It's very difficult to fight in a small confined space. You got 50 people, you're only fighting four or five. So if people get up and start punching the guys coming at you, the four or five. I'm just giving you a little tidbit here if you're ever trapped in this situation. If five, six guys get up and start punching these guys that are trying to get through, the other guys can't get over to fight. You're only fighting those five guys. And what you'll learn about melees like that is as soon as you start to fight back, the other guys are looking for a way out. Now, I'll make it even worse for the attackers. When you start cracking knees and breaking arms and twisting necks, they back off very quickly. They can see the look in your eye. But no, that's not what happened with these guys on BART. They just took it. Because you know what? Californians are used to just taking it. Multiple strong-arm robberies, people getting beat down, requiring medical attention. And you know what? Why do I care? Alicia Trost, the BART spokesperson, said seven robberies had occurred, with victims losing a purse, a duffel bag, five phones. Six people were robbed inside the train car, with a seventh confronted on the platform, she said. The attack was quick, police reported, and the teenagers were able to retreat from the station, vanishing into the surrounding East Oakland neighborhood before BART officers could respond. The train that was hit was held for about 15 minutes as authorities investigated the crime and tended to the injured. Now, let me tell you what they found. They found video surveillance of guys wearing hoodies. You can bet this was practically all black kids. This time, they don't say it in the story, so you know it was. It's condoned. They like this violence. I could give you examples. So I'll give you, okay, Catherine Steinle filed a lawsuit against the sheriff and the city of San Francisco. Federal judge, San Francisco, says can't be held liable. Who cares you got shot and killed by a guy in the country illegally and we didn't do anything about it? You can't sue us. So U.S. Magistrate Judge Joseph Sparrow dismissed the case summarily. Who cares? University of California, Berkeley, beating up people? Has anybody been put to justice over this? Yeah, they arrested a few folks in another scenario, but they burned down the college in most cases. These people have gotten away with it. Berkeley has devolved at times into all-out brawls, pitting supporters of Trump against groups, these fascist groups that claim themselves to be anti-fascist. Nothing. And in Oakland, where they supposedly have a zero tolerance. They didn't even imply. The cops did nothing. They looked on as these people came and started trouble with the Trump people, and they took it out of the class action case. A bunch of people sued, and they took it out. They said, no, we didn't remove zero tolerance, but they had. They removed zero tolerance. In other words, they weren't going to protect Trump supporters. They allowed non-zero tolerance to the people that wanted to go beat them up. I'm just telling you, folks. And you think I care about the people of Berkeley getting their butts kicked? You can bet, folks, that I condone what 50-plus hooligans did on that train. They were just getting back at the system. They were taking it to the man, you see. Because anybody taking BART deserves to be beaten and robbed. This is what they want. Chauffeured around by BART like royalty. You get dropped off at your high-paying jobs making fat salaries in order to live in an overpriced leftist utopia. You're just asking for trouble. Then these pompous blowhards meet later for happy hour to solve the world's problems. They lament the plight of blacks, illegals, women, and so on. There's always plenty for them to do. Then they jump their butts back on a BART train for another butt-kicking. No sympathy here.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is is good because that's the stuff I forget. But Pill Pack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need Pill Pack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No student should have to borrow to pay tuition at a public college or university.
They dealt with beatings. You can't deal with the mean tweets?
Mm-hmm.
You are creating a kind of liberalism that the minute it crosses the street into the real world is not just useless, but obnoxious and dangerous.
How many of you kids want to go to college? Well, guess what? Barack Obama and Joe Biden are going to make sure that every single one of you who qualify are going to get to go to college, even if you don't have the money in your family to go. We're going to make sure you get there.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I was talking earlier about the cocoon of ignorance that surrounds the left and the conveyor belt that's running this cocoon of ignorance, just sending in new worms or whatever, right? And how we fund it. We fund it through so many ways. We fund it through our support of Hollywood. We fund it every time we click on a news story to some other source of information. We fund it when we send our kids to colleges. So I was going to tell you guys a story. A friend of mine is a nurse. I have lots of them, but this one in particular, she said to me, we were having a conversation. I don't know if I told you guys this story. I thought, it feels like I did because I was telling somebody. But she said, I got fired. And I said, you got fired today? Amazing nurse. And she goes, yeah, I got fired. And I go, well, you got fired for what? She goes, I got fired because I didn't get my bachelor's degree on time. Now, this is a woman that's been working as a nurse for 15, 20 years. I can't remember. But a lot of years. And she's been doing the job that she's currently in for a couple of years, and there was a little clause in there that she didn't pay much attention to that said, you need to be enrolled in a bachelor's degree program at some point, or else, you know, we can terminate you. So she finally, you know, her boss called her in and said, hey, you know, we got this clause, and she was like, I totally forgot about that. Never had a bad write-up in her entire time working at this organization. In fact, pardon me, got nothing but rave reviews. So they're going to let her go on this technicality. So she says, ironically, we started, you know, getting everything together. One of the stipulations is if you can't meet it, meet with your boss. You guys work things out, blah, blah, blah. So she meets with her boss. They work things out. And she's going to be about a week short of the deadline. And she didn't make it. You know, and so everything was, the boss said, no, it's all good. We've talked about it. We're in good shape. Well, they end up firing her. And I said to her, you know what this is about, because she's a little bit political at the office, number one. And number two, this is the ruse. The ruse is that these people want you to have to get an education. They want you to spend the money. They want you to feed the beast. There's nothing in her job description that requires her to have a piece of paper that says, I can now do my job better than I could do it before. She does regular training updates through her normal medical procedures. She doesn't need the degree. But they stick that in there because they want you to feed that engine. Now, what's going to happen? She'll go take her nursing degree, her bachelor's, and it's going to be chock full of humanities and, you know, just stuff that she has no need to learn. It's going to be, you know, Renaissance this. It's going to be feel good that. It's going to be blacks and whites and women. Blacks and women's and, you know, indigenous creatures of all lands or whatever, in order to soften her up, to liberalize her. That's what it is. It is indoctrination. There is no reason, zero, for her to take it. And let me tell you something else. They tell these kids, my son, my oldest son, working in a job, he redoes the algorithm that saves his company hundreds of millions of dollars. It was such a high-profile deal that this is a kid that starts out as an analyst. Now he went to Wharton. He's a bright kid, but he's there. He's a regular guy. What he did when he worked this project was so profound that his boss, everybody was like, who is this guy? Funny story, he goes to work for an Asian guy, and the Asian guy comes into his office and says, are you Mormon? And my son says, what? He goes, are you Mormon? He goes, why would you ask me that? He goes, because, he goes, can I be honest with you? My son said, of course. He goes, have you not been? He says, when I heard you were coming to my team, I thought you were going to be an affirmative action guy. I didn't think you were as smart as people were saying. And he goes, it turns out you are. And I've noticed that Mormons tend to be very driven in their jobs and things like this. And my son said, I don't know whether to be offended at what you said about my being black and being affirmative action or that I'm a Mormon. And he said it as a joke. And his boss is like, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. You know, if you are Mormon, and my son goes, I'm not Mormon. And he goes, I'm just very good at what I do. But long story short, he goes to work on this guy's team. He changes, he sees a problem in their computations. He redoes the algorithm for how they give loans out, and it saves them in regulatory fees millions of dollars, and in what would have happened had it clicked in, hundreds of millions of dollars. The president of the CEO says, who is this guy? He comes down to meet my kid, and then he gives him they award him a check, a bonus check. It wasn't much. It was like $5,000. I mean, in considering what he saved, it wasn't much. And so that's the type of kid that I'm raising here, or that I raised. And then, of course, he's gone on to do bigger and better. He's running a company now, or he's on the management team of a company. And I don't even know where I was going with all of this. Oh, man. Except to tell you that these kids are being raised stupid. We put them in this system that spits out these drones that know nothing. And oh, I know where I was going. So my son, everybody's like, well, you got to go get your MBA. You got to go get your MBA. And my son's talking to me about it, and he's like, yeah, Dad, so I'm in the Harvard class of blankety blank. And I'm like, so you're going to go spend $100,000. You got to leave work, spend $100,000, whatever, $50,000 a year, $100,000, whatever it costs, and then go back into the work, you know, into the field where you've already proven you can do the work. And he's like, yeah, but, you know, that's kind of what you got to do. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Why should this kid who's bright as all get out have to go spend a couple hundred thousand dollars, not to mention what he's going to lose because he's not working so he can concentrate on this. So he's down $400,000 or $500,000 so he can get back into the workforce. And everybody goes, well, if you've got Harvard on your resume, hey, for those listening, he's got Wharton on his resume. Why does he need a Harvard MBA? See, we put so much into it that we make people believe you got to do this. They force us to capitulate to a system that is feeding their needs, and we do it. Everybody says, "Oh, Kevin, for movies, I overlook it. I just suspend my political beliefs and I go into the movie theater." And I go, "Why would you do that? Why would you suspend that? If I told you the next movie you watch means your granddaughter, your great-granddaughter, maybe not born, will grow up and be gang-raped by Muslims, would you do it? Probably not. You think about it and go, what? If I could tell you that's what's going to happen, would you do it? If I told you that your great-great-grandson will grow up and be beheaded in the middle of Ghirardelli Square in San Francisco, would you go to that movie? Would you pay attention to that thing you want to do so much? Let me fast forward a little bit in your own minds and figure out where we're headed here, folks. And I don't know what it's going to take to wake you up, but I'm going to tell you, the crap I get to look at every day to synthesize before I come onto this program and how I have to say, okay, let me couch this language and let me make sure you don't understand this. I never want you to look at a stoning. I never want you to look at a beheading. I never want you to look at a genital mutilation. I never want you to watch war footage or whatever. I'd love to shield you from this, but you got to put something in perspective that says, you know what? This groupthink, this cabal of the left is not good for this nation. We've allowed these people to assemble in big numbers, control us through their one city around this in every state controls the entire state. When do we wake up from this and stop letting that happen? When is it that we get something that is in mass? By the way, go to teapartycommunity.com and join. But when do we do something that is in mass that where we can thwart the language of the left, where we can make them take a step back? Somebody let me know, because I'm all for it. I'll join that if somebody can put together. In the meantime, I'm going to do it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.